The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 38 of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. Woo-hoo! When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had traveled to Grudhog and had treated with Ga, the chief of the hill giants there, and were rejected when in their quest to acquire the conch of teleportation that they are looking for. They subsequently have been hatching a plan to potentially invade and take out said hill giants in order to acquire the conch and conch, whatever we're calling it this particular session. In investigating using their FPV drone, otherwise known as Arcane Eye, they discovered a few non-combatants as innocents within Grudhog that are captive, one of which was about to be eaten, roasted for eating, and the others caged in the basement. They made a daring rescue of the halfling that was about to be rotisseried, and that is actually where we left off last episode. So, intrepid adventurers, what would you like to do?
I would like to correct you in saying daring, because the bard doesn't do daring.
I think I thought it was mostly Lillian that didn't do daring. Lillian is most vocal about not doing daring.
I would argue the bravest of the bunch.
Wisest? I don't know.
One with the most self-interest.
And I have not had time to set up all my tabs here, so I need to find all of my descriptions. There we go. All right. You had gone into the kitchen, and there was this poor halfling that was tied up. You went in there invisibly. Surreptitiously communicated with the poor guy, cut its binds, and dimension doored out. Went actually pretty flawlessly.
I can't remember what. There were others there as well, right? How many were there?
Down at the lower level. Let me switch over to the lower level.
It was like a family of five people in a dungeon, in a cell, or a cage somewhere, I think.
Yeah, there were more than that. All right, here we go. More than just that. So, oops, I did not switch myself there. If you in this little off cave to the north with this particular center piece that I won't think about what that looks like. Let's see, there were the prison had one cage contains human farmers, a father, a mother, and their three children, a teenage girl and two boys. A second cage holds an unarmed tribal warrior, one of the Uthgart, a male Uthgart. And then the third contains a male half-elf. So a total of 7, if I'm doing my maths right.
So
I've been doing logarithms. I don't remember.
There are 4 adults then, right? Like the half elf, of the Uthgard, and then the 2 humans.
You're suggesting those are the only ones that matter?
I'm suggesting they're the only ones that would fight for their own freedom.
Mm-hmm, okay, well, fair enough.
Like, if we were to arm them, like, how much capability would they have? This isn't a question for the group. I'm just, like, trying to, kind of thinking out loud. Like, I imagine they could take on at least a few of the orcs, or are they orcs, or...
There were a mix. So the ones that were tying up it said they were in the kitchen were goblins, but in the lower level where you're going to be doing all this stuff, there was there were some bugbears. There was an Etten, and in the prison itself, there were 2 bugbears.
And what's an Etten?
Etten is like a two-headed giant. Not a particularly, relatively speaking, they're not quite as developed as some of the they're a less kind of a lesser giant. They don't really have they're not in the ordning. They're kind of freaks.
Size wise,
they're in the weirdning giant.
What's that? They're the weirdning.
Size wise, compared to a hill giant, would they be smaller?
They are smaller than they would be classified as large, whereas a giant would be classified as huge. So they're a size class smaller. But they are probably
bigger than an ogre, but smaller than a hill giant.
Right. Bigger than a bread box, smaller than a mouse.
So looking at the situation, I feel like everybody's gonna want to be the good guys and go and save all these people. Lily don't care. Unless it's in our interest to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like enlisting them to fight for themselves is probably the best strategy, and to accomplish that, it kind of seems like we can either fight our way in, because realistically, the basement is not that heavily guarded.
But can we sneak in there? I mean...
Yeah, so like sneak in and then either fight our way to them or sneak all the way to them, potentially. Because what were all of these like little purple spots in the middle main chamber?
I see them as pink. Is that what you're talking about?
Weren't they
the sure? little look pigs? Like tic tacs? No, they're pigs.
Little
piglets. Okay. I'm just trying to get a lay of things.
Sanswit has Pass Without Trace, doesn't he?
He does.
He does.
You don't have it, do you, Alan? Or Lillian?
No, I do not have Pass Without Trace.
Okay.
So maybe that could get us in and out.
I have Silence, which can help us prevent it making any noise, like quite literally. No matter how much noise we make, it will make none.
I don't think it moves with us, though, does it?
No, it's just a circle effect. keep trying to scroll on the meat window, and I'm like, this isn't working. All right.
I've already done that twice.
I wish I could say it was only twice.
I tried to ping in the meat window the first time, and I couldn't figure out why my ping didn't work. So if we're going in, are we going to try to sneak all the way back to, I'm assuming that area that you were calling the prison, is that...
That northern...
Yeah, we can keep the same names just to make things simple, I guess. So if we were to sneak into the prison area, how would the best way to go in? If we go in through the main two entrances, we've got 10 orcs that are in that open area in the southeast that we would have to contend with. Outside of that, we would have to sneak in upstairs and then come down, or we could go in through that opening that we saw on the far eastern side. But that puts us about as far away as we could be from...
Yeah, we have to go through sleeping quarters of giant, full of giants.
Yeah, well, as far as we know, there was only two giants in there when we scoped it out.
Yeah, there weren't any giants sleeping in there at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was daytime, wasn't it?
Yeah, if we were to wait till evening, it might change.
Yeah.
But I think we'd also be at a disadvantage trying to fight at night, unless we were just literally trying to sneak in and not avoid everything.
Yeah, that's why I still think it's in our best interest to arm those who can help in the fight as well. Because even if all they do is offer a distraction, like from Lillian's selfish point of view, they were dead anyway, right? If they die fighting for themselves, at least it's no different.
Well, we're looking for the conch. So, is there any place on this level that looks like it might be there? Because we should look for the conch first, and then on our way out, we collect the prisoners.
I mean, I certainly don't see anything based on the descriptions that we've had. And it also just seems likely based on Sansuri's view and what's her name? What's the leader lady's name again?
Chief Guh.
Guh. I feel like it's gonna be either on her person or right nearby. Because we haven't found any place that would be her, like, quarters, right?
Not really, no.
Yeah, because, like...
To me, she looks like she never could leave the throne.
Yeah, I was going to say, same.
That's a pretty accurate assessment.
She probably ate the conch, for all we know.
And we still have the threat that we left...
about the dragon
as we exited, about how, you know, you'll receive no assistance as when the dragon arrives, so we can always use the dragon to set a distraction to then search Guz's person, or otherwise like come in close contact without having to fight the entire like army of giants. Because that main room had how many? Like 10?
The main room...
5 or 6 giants that were in there?
You're talking about upstairs?
Yeah,
there were...
Chief Guh, 5 hill giants, 4 ogres, 6 goblins. I put it in my notes.
There you go. Yeah.
And does that also include the 2 that we brought with us?
I don't think that included the 2
that walked in. That is an addition to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's just.
Yeah. My actual notes say inside they walk past a curtain to a large chamber with, and then it says Chief Guh, 5 hill giants, 4 ogres, 6 goblins. My next bullet point says this is an addition to the 2 that walked them in.
So it's like. We have the potential to sort of fight our way in slowly. Because realistically, I guarantee with a threat of death, we will be able to get it from Go. She does not seem like the kind of person slash giant who would die on their promise or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it is that holds her to never giving up the conch. So say the Oracle, at least. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you guys want to approach this. I feel like if we can get a distraction going by either arming the prisoners,
slash, we gotta get to them first.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically, you could just dimension door in, right?
I don't know if I could dimension door quite that far, but probably could, but I'd be visible.
Based on the outside of the there is nothing like there doesn't seem change of the structure itself.
Yeah, the other issue that I might have is hold on. I have no fourth level spell slots currently.
Yeah, I mean, so realistically, yeah, we'd have to do a long rest for probably anything we're about to do. Because going in with no fourth level spells also seems like a maybe not a great idea.
I'm not sure how much of a distraction four people are going to be, you know, against a group of giant orcs, Etten's bugbears.
Oh my!
It's but that's the point of a distraction, right? It doesn't have to be 100% effective. It needs to be a distraction. So at least enlisting them to concentrate any amount of forces in that area means that we can then either pick off from the outside or the guards around are reduced, which gives us an opportunity. But open to other ideas.
I mean, we do have a dragon on its way. Maybe we could have the dragon just start picking off things on the outside. See if it draws anybody else out. Then we can stand on the boat and shout, "We told you so!"
I mean, we could literally do both, right? Yeah. Or we try and convince her with the dragon at our side. But that sort of goes against what we said as well.
Yeah, we don't want to actively look like we're allied with the dragon, at least.
Yeah.
Not until it comes down to, okay, there's a fight, everybody for yourself. Come on, just go at it kind of thing. So, a couple things. One, we're going to have to take a long rest. Two, where is the dragon at? How long did we say? It was going to be back like the next morning, I think it was. So, you know, by the time our long rest is done, you know, the dragon should be here. And
see, I think the dragon would be a much better you know, a ruse or disruption than just four humans or four normal sized creatures.
Well, one of which is a what was the name? The two humans, the half elf, and then the what? Utgard.
Utgard is it's basically a barbarian type human.
Yeah,
race, so like, racially, it's a human.
But I assume, can we tell from their physique at all if any of them are fighters? Like, I assume barbarian type
The Uthgard would certainly be well-versed in combat, for sure.
Yeah.
The half-elf, based upon the way they were dressed, you get the impression that they were as well, not like a brawler,
brawler,
right? But certainly able to hold their own, especially if they have a sword or a bow or something.
I mean, maybe Toph could give a sending to the half elf. See what their preferred weapon is, whether they feel confident in their ability to fight their way out. And same with the Uthgard. Fight their way out, meaning at least not get instantly murdered.
Well, so we go in, we sneak in, the dragon is a distraction, and during the distraction, we sneak in to the prison area, release whoever wants to be released and can fight, and then we go to search the area around Gu.
Yeah, or we just fight our way out, save the prisoners, and torment them in this castle until we get our way.
Torment the prisoners in the castle until they get your way? Yeah. Okay, got it.
No. Not the human prisoners. The now Sorry. Prisoners.
Oh, I must have heard that wrong.
the giants are now our prisoners.
You didn't hear it wrong. You misunderstood who the prisoners were.
Oh, okay.
It's not the original ones.
Ah, new prisoners.
Once they've escaped, they're not a prisoner anymore.
Yeah.
I always hated that terminology of an escaped prisoner.
Yeah.
It's like, then they're not a prisoner.
That's right.
They're a former prisoner.
It could be an escaped convict or an escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, escaped convict? Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
they didn't get unconvicted.
Right. Oh, you got away. Therefore.
Escaped imprisonment.
Worry number six.
Yeah.
So what about the halfling I rescued? Should we have any discussion?
Talk to him.
Discussion with him? See if he's got any insight as to how he was captured.
Let's ask the halfling what he tastes like.
We're hungry. Never had halfling before.
Very bad. They taste very bad.
Well, since halflings are thieves, maybe he can sneak in and set the other prisoners free.
That's such a stereotype. I'm offended.
I was going to say, like, also, what chances are this person who has no racial, like, alignment with anybody in that room is going to want to go in and risk their life?
Mm-hmm.
Literally after being like literally minutes from being roasted alive. Hey, can you go back in there?
Yeah, we never said we were rescuing you for free. There's got to be, you know.
You've got obligations here.
That's right. You owe me a life
release
debt.
Him to go. I'll put Hunter's mark on him before we release him to go free the others.
You just that we will off find into him. The woods.
If you try and run, I will find you.
Nothing like re-traumatizing the person you just rescued.
Hey, after a long rest, I can dimension door you back in and then dimension door back out on my own by myself.
Although
he probably would not be a willing creature at that point.
I just feel like if I'm perfectly honest, like we could absolutely just siege the place and attack it one by one, take it's down.
It's got a lot of pigs.
I mean, okay, the pigs aren't really a danger though, right?
No, but you know, a siege, you know, you want the siege to end by like starving them or something, so.
Well, I mean, literally, like, fly around with a dragon, burning down their structures, shooting them with the airship ballista. Like, absolutely terrorize them. It's not really that significant of a structure. Like, we could even look at, is there any way of literally destroying the structure? It is holding back a lake, right? Like, how can we break that dam, if you will?
I mean, it looks like it's made of wood. We could probably set it on fire. Too bad Sansa's not here.
Well, we'll have a dragon. I don't know if it has fire breath, but...
Yeah, what's the dragon's breath weapon? Do we know? It's a bronze dragon.
It is a bronze dragon, and it is lightning. Yeah, let me double check. I had it somewhere here. I should know this off the top of my head. There it is. Adult bronze dragon is a energy weapon. Yeah, so lightning, yes.
Yeah, lightning.
I was pretty sure that was the case.
Probably isn't gonna do much to wet logs. So how does lightning breath work?
How does lightning breath work?
It works very well.
Shockingly well.
Shockingly well.
Yeah.
I slay me.
Does he have an alternate breath weapon? I thought the chromatic dragons had a single one, but the metallics had two. I know this is me being, a little metagaming, but...
What is the question again?
I thought metallic dragons had two breath weapon types, and the chromatics had a single, but I could be wrong, and I may be remembering...
They do. It's not a, it's not like an elemental, weapon. They have the bronze dragon. We'll say you had conversations with your friend, he has the ability to exhale a repulsion energy. It's not. It's not direct damage, but it has, potential tactical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to kick things off, and since I rescued the halfling, I'm going to first start with, who are you? What's your name? And how did you get captured by the giants?
The giants were raiding in the area, and I was traveling, and they took me at the same time. They had captured this family of farmers as well, and they took us back here.
Did you know the farmers, or you just happened to get captured the same
one? I was just traveling. I was traveling separately. The farmers were taken from their homestead.
Okay. You just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Do you know anything about the giants? Anything that is pertinent to what you've seen or the area that you've been in? Happen to see any large shells?
He kind of looks at you a little quizzically, like, not really. I don't know what to tell you. The most of the view I had was of the pig pens and whatnot. I mean, they go out raiding and scavenging for food and whatnot. They just seem hyper focused on gathering as much food as they can. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Are you aware of any reason why they would want to eat you in particular and humanoids in general?
They appear to be eating pretty much anything and everything. And I think they just are entertained at the idea of eating small folk, what they call small folk. Now,
Gus probably sitting there going, "Not pork again! Don't fry me up a halfling."
Which tastes like pork, but
why does know that?
Why they? That's why they call it long pig. That's true. Oh, that's people anyway, but.
I know
a little too much about cannibalism.
Did the giant say anything in particular or of interest while you were in captivity? And how long were you in captivity?
I didn't interact too much with the giants. I was only in captivity for a couple of days. We were kept pretty separate from everybody else.
So you weren't in the cages with the near the farmers? And
I was in the cage with the farmers, but we were kept the prisoners were kept separately from the rest of the people in the steading.
Were there any before you in the time that you were there who were taken away not to return?
The Utgard was there, and there was somebody in the other room that I didn't see. You figure he's probably talking about the half elf.
Do the non-giant individuals there seem to be working with or also captured slaves of the giants?
They seem to be working with them. I don't know if they're working under duress or not, but they seem to be doing their chores and tasks voluntarily. I mean, the Etten does not treat the hobgoblins are they hobgoblins or bugbears? I can't remember. It's too many frickin' bugbears. Does not treat the bugbears well, and yells at them a lot. But I didn't get the impression they were, they were beating them any more than they were beating each other. I don't know. It's they're giants, they're barbaric.
Yeah, I was basically so for the group, I was considering like, is there any way we can mutiny? It's the same like whenever we approach the forge outside, right? The two creatures manning it did not seem particularly like they were directly involved in anything, and they were just gears. They probably, as much as anyone else, don't want to be there. But that's not what I get from what this halfling is saying, so that idea probably won't fly.
My guess is they would be more likely to fight for the giants than to try to assist us in throwing off their shackles, so to speak.
Well, to be clear, I don't even think they need to fight for us. I just want them to leave.
Stay out of our way.
I just want them to not fight against us, right? Like,
I'm gonna quote my Silverado movie. I don't want to kill you, and you don't want to be dead, right?
Yeah, that's basically exactly what I was thinking. Although, to be clear, I wouldn't mind killing them either. It's more of a, like, logistical problem than any desire.
So Lillian likes killing things, just doesn't want to be at risk killing things.
Yeah. I want to very safely kill these creatures that I despise.
Well, if I get a long rest and you're willing, then we could go in, just the two of us, and I'll just sit there and let you shoot everything, and I'll stand behind you, maybe cast a little spell or two, and then when things get really hairy, you can say, okay, I'm done now, and then I take it, bye-bye.
Okay, here's the question, right? I still have the Giant Slayer Greatsword.
Mm-hmm. And the gloves.
This is a terrible idea, so don't take it too seriously. But if we were to...
So we're doing it.
If we were to... What's it called? Your gate spell?
Dimension Door.
Dimension Door. If we were to Dimension Door right next to Ga, and I were to strike her with a greatsword, which will knock her prone, does that just make her fall off the cart? And then we Dimension Door out. I'm not talking about anything fatal.
Oh, and then the Vegas day and do it again.
And yeah, and just be like, you want us to stop? there's some dangers associated with this plan.
I would argue that Gut is already prone. Effectively prone. So being able to knock her prone.
Proner?
Proner? It'd be difficult.
But then does that mean if she's already prone that I have advantage?
Oh, he's got you there. It's a melee attack within 5 feet. Rules are rules, John. She can't be both. It's like Schrodinger's prone, you know?
Well,
I'll be honest. The answer to this question is not that important.
it's an interesting question that I think I'm not going to answer, but I'm going to decide for myself in the meantime. Okay.
Because that's one opportunity we have is literally like right now, right? We know that on this like east entrance where the sleeping quarters are, because the eye was just out there. He just teleported in, right? Like this information is relatively fresh. Things will probably change in a very short period of time, but we could, for instance, go in that east entrance. I could either put down a silence or I think Bala also has, Toph also has some spells that can block vision. And we could literally just kill this one giant here, right? And just even that as just a signal of they have problems to deal with now. Or even just as an act of attrition, like one giant at a time, right? I think we can handle it.
Which giant was that you were thinking about killing?
The eastmost one.
The eastmost one.
Did we come to the conclusion if the giants can come out that little cave that's there, or if it was, I think we said it was big enough that they could squeeze through, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if we really want to go in that way, we do have this thing called a bag of tricks. And we could pull out one of the creatures from there. We can't choose which one, but we could pull out a creature, send it in to basically taunt the giant, and then run back out.
It's right here.
Yeah, we could lure him outside the cave, and then we could be waiting outside to attack him.
Yeah, we could also fight him in the cave.
Well, I mean, that's true. We would probably pull that second giant, I guess, if we were to try to fight him. But if he saw, like, you know, a badger or some smaller creature run out the cave, you know, he might run out after it, not alert his friend, because, well, it's a, you know, whatever could come out of the bag of tricks. It wouldn't be something that would require two giants to take care of. But he may look at it and just say it's not worth going after. So who knows? We may have to go into caves.
I'm only suggesting like options of how do we just get something started? Put a bunch of ideas out there, and then we can just pick one. Because I think either way, after we take a long rest and the bronze dragon has arrived, like we should probably use the dragon to harass them and to sort of make do on our threat.
So if we're going to wait for the dragon, my suggestion would be is after we take a long rest, the dragon will be here. Have the dragon start attacking the orcs in that little courtyard, and that could be kind of the diversion. We'll set up near the eastern cave, you know, and if he kills all the orcs, so be it, but if not, then he could just fight the orcs and then we go in through the outside. If those giants happen to come out through the cave out to where the orcs are, or if there's something that's outside, you know, up north that comes down, you know, theoretically the dragon can, you know, be a distraction for as long as he feels comfortable, and then if he needs to, he could fly away. You know.
Yep. And I don't want to cheese it too much, but we do have the dragon knights or whatever on the airship. So I don't think they would want to leave the airship. But they could at least have them.
They will not participate in any fighting.
Yeah.
If they get attacked in themselves, but they're not going to. Okay.
No.
So it's basically what I was like going to say. We can use the airship for mobility. And we could have them fly it around, potentially use Toph to communicate with them.
Would they? You said they won't participate in any fighting. If we were to man the ballista or whatever, would they?
Yes, okay. They will allow you to use the airship. The airship effectively belongs to you.
Okay.
For the duration, for as long as you're allowed.
But they're not going to like let us leave the airship and we say, hey, go attack these orcs and help the dragon while we're off doing something. They're like, nah, if you're on the boat, you attack them, we'll fly it around. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where they draw the line. Got it.
And you guys also haven't trained in the use of the ballista?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. We're not really trying to kill them. We're just trying to, you know, scare the shit out of them.
Okay, well, I mean, either way, it sounds like we want to do a long rest. So do we just do that?
Yeah, if you're definitely going to do a long rest, we can... we can say that you are you going to stay keep the airship parked where it is in the meantime, or are you going to move it, or what is your plan?
I would probably say we would want to move a little bit away. I will call out though that most likely, like if they were already preparing to eat one of the prisoners. And then we took it. They're just going to probably eat one of the other prisoners.
Can't say them all.
Lillian's okay with that. If we didn't happen to be here, this wouldn't even be my business anyway.
I mean, as much as I wouldn't mind saving the other prisoners, I am all out of dimension doors. And I don't really have a better solution. One thing I thought about though is if we wait till the morning, we're obviously going to be moving in daylight. Would we be worried about getting around to that eastern cave without like the cover of darkness? Because I could say what we could do is theoretically wait until nightfall, not like way late, but just until darkness.
I will just say that, like, looking at the sight lines available from the handout for Groothog, as well as like the maps, there is like they can't see shit coming.
Okay. The only thing I was going to suggest is, like, as soon as it's dark, we just, you know, quietly sneak around to where the little cavern thing is, and then I can put up the dome, and we could stay in the dome until morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah, then that way we could. I could probably put up the dome like right here or something. So it's in that little thing, and I could probably disguise it to look like whatever color.
Where are you talking about?
Where?
I was going to say like right around here.
Okay. Yeah, just west of the
cave. We could go around the corner as well for less.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, just tucked in somewhere. Out of.
Oh, all right. It was a little off screen. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Got it. I see.
I'd probably park it somewhere close to the rocks, and then just make it have like the same color as the rock, or as close as I can make it. That way, we're not sneaking around in the morning.
Well, Bala or Jeff, you have any opinions on how you would like to get yourself killed?
Not by the bard. I'll take their silence as agreement.
Now you are aware that there is a very tall watchtower, right? So you're gonna have to. Are you doing anything to avoid that?
We're waiting until nighttime, and it's on the far western side, and okay. We're heading around to the eastern side. So
you're planning on doing this at night? Okay, right. Yeah, of course.
And, mm-hmm. so we should either way land the ship farther away. Mm-hmm. So this will be a walk, right? And then we can follow the cliff's edge, and then camp near that entrance,
mm-hmm.
Sort of like a little bit off the map, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have to figure out what to do in the AM.
Okay.
That way, at least we've made a choice. Something will happen. Time can move forward.
We can actually accomplish something.
Yeah, I would say before we start our long rest, have Bala do a sending to the dragon. And just confirm what our plans are for the morning, you know.
Okay. All right. You do that. You go ahead and do that. Sure. The dragon responds back, and he's like, sounds like you guys have scouted out the place already. I will be there early in the morning. I will see you then.
I'm going to do a roll here just to make sure this is all working.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So all right. I guess, should we also send communications of what he should do when he arrives? Because we could immediately benefit from, basically, as soon as he arrives, if we have him attack the place.
Yeah.
Even just indiscriminately. Just be annoying. Then we could immediately enter the cave and then assess from there. Just hopefully don't find like 10 of them sleeping.
Have him attack things at his.
Yeah, at his will.
At his will. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If you see any small folk near the eastern cave, they're not part of the. That's us.
Okay. he messages back and says, well, then be prepared before first light.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. So you're going to go ahead and take your long rest.
We're going to land the airship. walk along the cave wall, essentially. I think we should just stay east of Goodhog a little bit here, but, you know, not too far.
Uh-huh.
And then just camp up here in, like, the northeast corner of the map, essentially.
Okay.
And then take our long rest.
So close enough where you break line of sight from the tower.
Sorry, yep.
And at night. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and make a group stealth check for your approach to the location. That's going to help. That's going to help a lot.
So I need to sign in as well. It's not giving me all my buttons.
We need, okay. We are.
So we're definitely going to have to roll for at least.
For Sandsworth. I'll go ahead and do that.
I think I can do it for Sandswood.
Yeah, I just should.
But you already rolled Lillian, didn't you?
You just
rolled. Oh, that's a Sandswood.
You can actually see the character name on the text.
Yeah,
there
I see now. Yeah, I see now. All right, and
you Toph and Tankard.
Let's see. Can Bala? Is Bala able to? Bala and Jeff.
Jeff is back.
Jeff, yeah, okay. Roll. Yeah, give me a stealth check. Roll. For Tankard. Words, they're hard.
Go ahead and get Toph as well.
Ooh.
All right. Okay. All right. That's not too bad. Yeah. Nighttime is giving you, you know, some good cover. Your heavily armored paladin is a little noisy, but you're able to keep it muffled to a dull roar.
I probably should have mentioned that we would have done Pass Without a Trace with him anyway. So.
Oh yeah, you had talked about that. You know, all of these rules. I'll allow that to be retconned. That's fine. And that really, you were gonna succeed with a couple of 23s and a 20 on top of a 13 and a 9. You were gonna succeed anyway.
Yeah, there
you was, just like extra succeed. Yeah,
there was really no sense in not doing it since we're sneaking around and take a long rest. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mechanic. Yeah. And it makes sense. It's what you would have done. Yeah. So you arrive at the base of the structure and put up your dome.
Yep.
And you turn in for the night. Are you going to set a watch rotation or what is your plan there?
I mean, do we need to bother whenever we're in the hut?
I mean, we normally did it because we had animals and stuff outside that we wanted to make sure they stayed safe. I mean, unless we're worried about a magic user coming along and dispelling my hut in the middle of the night while we're all sleeping.
Yeah, we can still maintain a long rest. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's do... The order sort of matters, right? So let's do, I think it was Lillian Toph first, right? And then, was it Tankrin?
I thought I usually took the first watch, but that's fine.
I had it somewhere, but...
Yeah, whatever the normal is, we'll just do that again.
Evernote is not letting me start up. It's expecting an update. Damn it!
I mean, unless something major happens outside of the hut, that
correct. Not really. But what if something major does happen?
Right,
what if we see a whole bunch of giants returning with newly captured prey, or giants leaving the place? Things could happen that are worth knowing, whether or not we even take action on them.
Yep. Yeah. No. I agree that we should have a watch order and just be aware of what's going on. But the chances of us leaving the hut before daybreak would be
basically zero.
Yeah, because for one, I wouldn't get my spells back. But, you know, I could always fight without 2 4th level spells. I've got all my other spell slots.
Okay, I have a... Here it is. Okay.
Do we all have dark vision? I think we do.
Tinker has dark vision.
There's one of you that doesn't, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember whom. Might be
Toph.
I think it's Toph, yeah.
I think Toph does, for some reason.
Toph does have dark vision.
Do we have a human? Because
he is human. Gnomes.
Maybe you do all have. I'll be darned, you do all have dark vision. I'll be darned. Maybe that was back when you had, with one of Bala's other characters. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
Or the monk. Okay.
So, why don't you go ahead and somebody give me a d20 roll.
I can get it.
Yeah, it looks like she has a variable trait that gives her dark vision as part of her variant human background.
Very cool, very cool. All right. I was definitely
trying to find where it said that.
it took me a second.
it took me a second too.
The investigation is all for naught because during the night it is actually pretty quiet. Just before you guys bed down for the night, you do see a couple of hill giants in the distance moving away in doing some scavenging and that sort of thing, but they don't come anywhere close enough to really even be concerned about. They don't get anywhere near your ship. They don't come in your direction. There seem to be other hill giants out and about doing some scavenging, but it does not present an issue for you. The night goes peacefully until shortly before dawn. Shortly before dawn, from the far side of the complex, roughly in the direction of the watchtower, you hear just a crackle and a screeching sound and the sound of splintering wood, and maybe the sound of some kind of creature in the distance, and the skyline lights up with this brilliant white blue flash of energy. And that, you figure, is probably your signal. That is the beginning of the distraction. Before I get into that, how are you going to react to that?
Do we want to immediately move into the cave and assess the situation, or do we want to wait a minute? Because a distraction doesn't really distract until they have time to react, right?
Let's go right away.
Yeah, I'm fine with either, to be clear.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I have one question. Have we completed our long rest then, since it's
about go ahead and complete your long rest. I figure you timed it with this intention. I'm not gonna short you your long rest.
Longish
a short rest. Let me check something real quick. Okay. All right. What do you do? What are your plan?
I guess I'm gonna leave the hut, and it'll drop, and we can start. Okay. Skirting around the
so we are gonna have to like, unless Bala says otherwise, we'll be playing Toph and Zanswood for them. Yeah. So I assume that for now they're just gonna follow us, because we're mostly gonna just move as a group.
Okay. All right. You begin your movement toward that small entrance, that side entrance, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. You arrive at the side entrance without encountering anyone or anything. Let's get your icons on the map here. You're not icons, but there's one of them. I think we have Lillian and Agadir, and we need all the rest, which I believe I have them here. Nope, I don't have them here. There they are. So I can doot. Oh, it's not letting me. That's okay. All right. What a pain. Let me select all of them. There we go. All right. I'm going to copy these. And we're going to put them over here. And we're going to have an extra. All right. Where'd the rest of them go? Okay, well, we got two. Okay,
it didn't get four of them.
Which fortunately missed the ones that are already there. So, yeah, that'll be quick enough.
I think our icons are scaled wrong. Looking at the orcs and the other ones that should be 5x5s. Yeah,
I think so. Let me.
We all have enlarged cast on us.
Or we all gruesome.
And gruesome. That's, gruesome.
Did you call me gruesome?
So I think you should all be able to move your icons. If not, let me know. Let's see, there were the two that need to be moved are Toph and Tankrin.
In Sandswood.
Sandswood, yeah.
Controlled by. Oh, these don't. Eh. All right, it doesn't like that. I'll go ahead and move them as needed. All right. Okay. You're gonna go ahead and move into the
Yep. So I'll go ahead and lead only because I think I have some of the better perception and stealth.
Take another second. Are we casting pass without trace again?
Good question.
I'll be honest. I don't think we need to. I don't know. What is the cost of pass without trace?
It's a second-level spell.
Second-level spell.
I think it requires concentration, so if we need a different concentration spell out of Sandswood, we'd end up losing it.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I don't remember what his spells are, so...
That's actually a good point. He did not really have much of an opportunity to... I think he gets to... choose in the every morning, so whatever he has, and I assume he did his good berry trick at the end of the day, so you got a whole I don't know how many good berries
it's always it's always a lot.
We've never ran
it's
out
a lot. So. yeah so I'm not worried
might
about
as well be that anytime you get the amount of time necessary to eat the good berries needed, you have enough.
Right, exactly. I think
I calculated once that he had more good berry HP than we did as a party. So,
absolutely.
If we ever needed to eat all of his good berries, we're all already dead.
It's a TPK.
That's hilarious. Don't care that they came from his butt.
Those are dingleberries. all right.
Same difference.
So you're going to go ahead and move into area.
I think we can do without the spell and just hold it. Because realistically, like, we already have a dragon attacking. Like, they're already going to be on alert, probably with their eyes, right? Like,
okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Minimal amount that we can do. And at the end of the day, Tankrin is a heavily armored, big, loud guy.
Well, I get plus 10 stealth.
Yeah, I know.
Quiet, but not, you know, overly quiet.
If we come across anything, we have the opportunity, we're going to immediately start attacking anyway, so it's like, yeah.
All right.
I don't know that we gain enough from it.
Yeah.
And it saves some headache. But I will move stealthily with Nat 20.
Okay. All right.
Where are you moving to?
Anywhere he wants.
Initially, I'm gonna just move up these stairs, just inside the entrance here, and look and see what I see.
You see an empty room. The giants that you had seen in there prior are no longer there.
Yeah. Okay, then I will continue moving. I'm going to assume that I only know the layout sort of generally, because I don't think I should have this like degree of perfect map layout from the FPV drone.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't literally, even if it was a real FPV drone, because that's just not
right. Yeah, works. Yeah. yeah. No, I hear you.
So I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're getting this information secondhand.
Yeah. I mean, literally, even firsthand, just like going through a zone, you would never end up with like a map like this the first time.
Yep.
So
different people have different qualities of spatial awareness. So yeah,
I'm gonna take this south route because that's what's immediately visible, and I'm gonna walk up to this edge and then look around the corner here too.
Okay. Yeah. This is where you saw the other hill giant. It is gone. This is an empty room.
Okay. Do we want to continue this way or check the other path? I think given how far we can see into this room, I'm going to check the other path. So I'm going to walk up to here.
I'm going to have Toph make an intelligence check. with a modifier of -1. Sweet.
We actually do not have a very smart group.
Okay. Toph says nothing.
Well, she doesn't say anything normally.
Well, he did a good point. That's fair.
Toph psychically communicates nothing.
or waves a hand trying to get someone's attention.
Right.
Keeps her thoughts to herself, damn it. All right, I will continue down the stairs here and then continue peeking around the corners. Stop me before I see anything.
Before you fall into the trap, the pit trap.
So be it.
Damn it, if I gotta dimension door your ass out of a pit trap and waste two fourth level spells.
If you fall into the pit trap first, you'll have to waste one.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're not wrong. All right, you move forward. Nothing. Still continue. You continue down the hallway. It's pretty plain. It opens up into this room. This is the room with the caged boars. In two iron cages, and there are crates of pig antrils and all kinds of nasty stuff in there, but nothing that is dangerous immediately. Anyway, the boars definitely look dangerous.
Are the boars? Have they noticed us?
They do, and they. They start getting a little restless. They're squealing. They're not like squealing loudly, but they recognize the presence of people.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn around and go back the way we came.
Okay.
Just to avoid having to pass by them and pique their interests more than it already is. Alert anyone to our presence, and then come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Head over here.
And while you're doing that, you hear outside some shouts and another crackle of energy from the direction of the pens. That this actually is going to require a little bit of rolling.
That's a lot of hit points.
And it's a little above average.
Just marginally. And I am dead.
So
it's be happy that it's on your side. Where the hell did it go? Here it is. They need to make dexterity checks. Their dexterity is at a -1. The one has. Oh my God! Seriously, and they had a natural 20 on a. So it takes half damage. That's hilarious. So it needs 36 half damage. Okay. Shockingly, it roughly mostly shrugs it off now.
Shrugs off the shock.
Yeah, these four. These four orcs, however, it doesn't actually matter if they make their, So anyway, all right. However, in the meantime, okay. All right, good to know, good to know. All right, that's what you... where do you go now?
I am going to continue. Actually, as I pass by this bed, I want to, check if it was recently used.
Is there any warmth in any of these beds just as we pass by them?
Roll a perception check for me. All of them appear to be long unused. It appears like nobody has been sleeping in them within the last, say, hour or so.
Okay. Then I will continue down the path where everybody else already is. And then I will peek around this corner to the north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an empty corridor.
And then I will walk out and look out the door to the south. Or this cave entrance or whatever it is.
And you see out there just chaos, and one of the tents, the tent closest to the hill giant is completely blown apart. The giant is in the process of picking up a rock and at the same time tracking something that's in the air. There's the bodies of three just completely ruined orcs, or four completely ruined orcs around that fire, and a lone one just kind of looking around, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. As you are looking, you see. Hang on a second. I gotta get. They changed the layering here. That's what I want. This, and this. Can I do that? Can I do all of them? No, I can't. Damn it. All right, I'm gonna move that to the token layer. Move that to the token layer. Move that. Oh, maybe I can do that. That token layer. All right, and then back to the token layer, and stumbling out of the of these tents and struggling to get out of the ruins of this tent come some more orcs. But their attention is fully focused to the skies.
Okay. I'm going to assume that our bronze dragon friend is fine. And I'll turn back towards the interior.
I'm trying to find a bronze dragon. I thought they had a bronze dragon token. But I'm not seeing one. Here we go. Oh, I have to buy that. I'm not going to buy that.
Okay. And then I'm going to just keep heading up north.
Okay.
Up around this bend.
I'm going to use a young bronze dragon. I'm going to make him bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a young bronze dragon, but not an adult.
Yeah, I have some package that includes a young bronze dragon. I need to
put it has a child.
It has a child.
No, it's even bigger.
And with a
hopefully the dragon will inflict complete destruction.
With an armor class of and it did 18 damage. You continue to move forward. There's no all right, why did apparently this the hell is that? Oh, that goes right here. Yeah, okay. Weird. Okay. And yeah, you come around the corner and you see the all of the hobgoblins or bugbears that are in this area have basically begun to move. Have been moving to the opposite side of the river here and are moving at, as well as the Etten is kind of moving toward this this area where there's this path that sloping path that goes up. Where you're coming in, there is a this fence that goes along here that is basically keeps the pig in place, and so you'd have to climb over that. Did I get them all? I think I got them all. Did I get them all? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I think 6 or 7. I think there's 7.
There's one on the south.
There it is. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. Put them over here. All right. And they're kind of moving in that direction. They don't look like they're necessarily going to leave, but they're preparing to defend should they need to.
I will continue to wait until they find their resting place, if you will.
Give me a stealth check. Okay, and I need to bring the Ettens and the bugbears. Uh, 24, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it there. It's private role. Okay. all right. They seem completely oblivious to your presence. So you manage to peek in and then duck back out before their gaze swept across you.
Okay. Where are they going to stop? Or is that their final position?
They appear to be gathering kind of at the base of this slope, with the Etten kind of standing right there.
Okay, I will turn back to the group, go back around the bend outside of
just around any the
visual
bend.
Or I'm gonna relay to the group what I've seen. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bugbears and a two-headed giant creature thing. What does the group want to do?
And they're not moving out.
Yep, they seem to have posted up around the fence that we're about to pass. So I feel like we have the choice of either returning outside to assist our dragon friend till it is cleared, and then potentially use him to come in and help clear this main hall. Or we take on this group by ourselves. Or we try and stealthily pass them with the plan of eventually, to be clear, I intend to ignore the prisoners for now, because we did not prepare any weapons or anything for them. We could free them as we pass if you'd like. But what I really want to do is get over to the stairs over here in the far west, mm-hmm. so that we can make a direct threat to Gah.
What is Gah's turn?
If I remember correctly, it is up those stairs and then through a doorway, essentially. Up that ladder.
Yeah, up that ladder takes us into a small room that's west of the kitchen area where I rescued the halfling. So we have to leave that room, go around a little hallway, and then back into the kitchen. And then I think that takes us back over to where...
And the kitchen is directly behind her fatness?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's never far from the kitchen, I would think. So I put in the chat, there is a spell that I have called Enemies Abound. It's got 120-foot range. I could theoretically go around the corner if you think I can see the Etten, I could try to cast the spell on the Etten. And what it does, if it fails a saving throw, it can't distinguish friend from foe. And basically, we could try to make the Etten fight the bugbears.
Brilliant. Do it.
Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
I am 0%. And just from appearance alone, admittedly very racist of me, I don't care. The Etten look dumb. Probably dumber than our group.
While you're planning this, you hear outside what sounds to be a scream of pain from your dragon friend, immediately followed by a chorus of fearful screams, which seem to be coming from a smaller voice of the orcs, followed by another scream of pain that is absolutely not the dragon. Like somebody is being ripped apart. So that's what you're hearing.
Okay. I just want to sneak around to the edge just to where I can get line of sight. I'm not trying to I can't really place it in a good position, but that's my idea, is I just want to be able to peer around the edge just to where I can see them. I'm definitely within 120 feet. And yeah, I'm going to cast my spell, Enemies Abound.
Enemies Abound. Okay. You're casting that. Enemies Abound. Let me reread this. Reaching the mind of one creature. So you're going for the Etten?
Yeah, I'm targeting the Etten.
Make it an intelligence saving throw. yeah, you, I'm thinking you picked the right thing to choose. It has an intelligence of 6. Oh my God, it's rolling like a mother. What is the DC?
15.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on, though. An intelligence of 6 is only marginally dumber than Agadir. Yeah. So let's back up on that being too significant.
Okay, and I need to check all. Advantage on blah 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 blah. Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. You see it look confused briefly, then it kind of shakes its head, and it does not seem to be affected by your spell.
Okay. Natural 20.
No, it rolled really, really high. It will. It wasn't a natural 20, but rolled really, really high.
I'll walk back over to the group. What level? Third.
And you so yeah, okay.
Ignore.
So you're okay. All right. They still seem focused on what you on that main entrance, but they do seem to be a little bit, especially the Etten seems to be a little bit more wary. Something happened to it, and it doesn't understand what.
Of course, it doesn't understand. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's got an intelligence of 6.
All right, so I guess the question here is, like, obviously metagaming, right? It rolled well. Do you just try again?
Well, that's kind of what I just ducked over here. I was like, hey, it didn't work.
I would just say, like, we should again? Probably be aware of what you would actually do in character. Because you know that there are some limitations to the spell.
Yeah. No, I'm more of a that just burn a third level slot, so... What do you guys think it's worth doing? I mean, I could just fireball the group. They look all pretty close together. Kill a couple pigs in the process, but then that pretty much gives the things away. I was hoping
are already doomed.
Yeah, you're worried about the pigs, but either way, whether I fireball the group or try it again, that's going to be another third level spell slot. So I'm game for either. But if I fireball them, then we're probably going to have to come around this corner and fight. If I cast it again and it works, then, you know, maybe we can just sit back with some popcorn and watch them fight each other.
I think I caution us wanting to get into too crazy of a fight prior to Bala and Sans were actually being here, because... Obviously, yeah. Right? This is one of the more dangerous fights we're going to put ourselves into.
That's almost 6. We could just call off. We could...
Okay. And as you make that decision to press the pause button on life, you hear that same creature begin to scream and is cut off.
See, our dragon's doing work. We got to do some work, too.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we're not pulling our weight.
Well, I mean, if you look at the dragon, he's got a lot more weight than we do.
He's been token is probably way bigger than it should be, but I didn't try to get accuracy on scale. So, and I'll try to better find an appropriate adult bronze dragon token for next time. So that's where we will leave today's episode.